Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Sun and clouds today, mid-40s. Cloudy, some rain or drizzle tonight, lower 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Friday, sun and clouds, 55 to 60. Saturday, periods of rain. Also a chance of a wintry mix at higher elevations, high 35 to 40. We'll check the details in just a few minutes. A man was trapped below ground has been extracted, according to the Dutchess Emergency Response. A Wingdale material employee trapped in the cab of an excavator underground in the company's mine is recovering in a hospital after being rescued by first responders, according to Bob Yarmenko, assistant vice president at Peckham Industries, which owns Wingdale Materials in Eastern Dutchess. Yarmenko said the man, a 9-year employee, was struck by a large rock that became dislodged from an adjacent area and became stuck in the excavator at about 1:30 yesterday. Dana Smith, Dutchess County Emergency Response Commissioner, said a local fire department was dispatched with the report of a man with a leg injury relating to machinery, roughly 2,500 feet below the ground. Yarmenko said the mine is not quite that far underground. Smith said a rescue team comprising of LaGrange, Arlington, and Poughkeepsie fire departments was working on the rescue, and Dover and was the primary agency. After being extracted, the man was flown by helicopter to Westchester Medical Center with an injury to his arm and wrist. Yarmenko said he had spoken with the man who was resting. Had contact with any staff or student other than the students who live in their homes. Some more COVID news out of Region 1 in both Kent and North Canaan Elementary School. In Kent, a Kent Center School middle school student tested positive for the coronavirus. No close contact within 6 feet or 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period was identified at the school. The student and family members will quarantine. In North Canaan, a family member of an elementary school student and a family member of a middle school student. The elementary school student has not been in the building since December 13th, and the middle school student has not been in the building since December 10th. Neither family member has been in the building, and neither has had contact with any staff or students other than the students who live in their homes. All family members will remain at home in quarantine per CDC guidelines. There's been no close contact outside the classroom, so the school says there's no need for quarantining or closing classrooms at this time. Meanwhile, COVID-19 hospitalizations and cases rose again Monday in Connecticut. The state's positivity rate jumped to over 8% as doctors noted a slow but steady increase in patients with the virus. Another 35 COVID-positive patients were admitted to the hospital on Monday, bringing the state's hospitalization total to 681. The state is now treating more than 100 additional patients than it was treating 1 week ago, just before Thanksgiving. November 19th, the state was treating 247 patients. COVID in Connecticut is at a level that has not been seen since last winter. Out of Great Barrington, if voters approve it at the annual town meeting this spring, eligible senior citizens will be able to apply for property tax deferments with some modifications. The select board in a 3-2 vote greenlighted the proposal that was first endorsed by the town's finance committee. A deferral does not remove tax obligation. Rather, it delays payment plus interest accrued during the years of deferment until the time when the eligible homeowner no longer owns the home, such as when it's sold or when the home is transferred to a trust or when the owner dies. Town officials say financially strapped seniors can also take advantage of a federally funded heating fuel assistance program, which currently assists 63 senior homeowners in town. Also, the program known as 41C provides 16 seniors in town with a $1,000 property tax exemption. So meetings coming up in our area. In Cornwall tonight, the Board of Education meets via Zoom at 4:15. In Salisbury, the Economic Development Committee has a special meeting at 5:30. On Thursday in Salisbury, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets at 5:30. In Cornwall on Thursday, the Board of Finance has their meeting, and that is set for Zoom. Ancrum, New York has a town board meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. In Falls Village on Thursday, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting set for 7 p.m. In North Canaan on Thursday, the Inland Wetlands monthly meeting is being held at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting will be held in the Town of Northeast Town Hall in Millerton, New York on Thursday. That meeting is set for 7:30. On Friday in Salisbury, there's a special joint meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission Commission and the Inland Wetlands Commission at 8:30 in the morning. TGIF Super Supper comes up on Friday, because Friday everybody needs a little TLC. Pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church Library Street side door in between 3:30 and 5:30. The free supper includes bread, fruit, cheese, dessert, and hearty tea. You can reserve your soup supper by calling 860-337-2470. Meanwhile, in Falls Village on Saturday, the Falls Village Holiday Celebration and annual tree lighting will take place at 3 p.m. Standard Space Gallery in Sharon has an opening reception on Saturday from 4:30 till 7 p.m. Your View is My View, Part 2. Sheffield Historical Society welcomes the public to their free outdoor light display on their grounds. That comes up on Saturday from 5 till 7. Santa will be there, carolers, hot cocoa and cookies, kids' crafts, a holiday shop, and more. You can visit sheffieldhistory.org for more information. A reminder, the Housatonic Valley FFA holiday store is open every day through December 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4:30 at the high school FFA department. It supports the program for the year. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, featuring a tapas menu and regular menu. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,544.18, the NASDAQ at 15,237.64, and the S&P 500 at 4634.09. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.